Declan Kearney from Sinn Féin does join us now. Declan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy New Year to yourself and all your listeners.
Same to you too, Declan. We should say as well that we did invite the DUP on this morning, but we are still yet to hear of any response actually from the party to our request. A lot of claims there from Naomi you might want to respond to, Declan.
I certainly agree with her that the DUP is in denial. There is massive public outrage at
I think more in terms, Declan, to Sinn Féin and how they've handled this situation.
In relation to this scheme. And I'm hearing that public outrage all over the Christmas period, and I'm sure that the DUP are also hearing that, and they would be well advised to take on board that broader public sentiment. In relation to Naomi's point about the vote of confidence in the Assembly on the 19th of December, it was a pointless exercise, and Sinn Féin made a conscious political decision that we were not going to associate ourselves with the pantomime that was taking place in the Assembly that day, given that earlier in the morning, the DUP leader stepped outside the integrity of her joint office and then in turn proceeded along with her party to treat the rest of the Assembly, all of the political parties in the Assembly and the wider community indeed, with the contempt that was demonstrated that day.
Declan, let's just address the seemingly mixed messages from Sinn Féin. The party says it was a typo. You issued a statement calling for a public inquiry. You then changed it, and then you seem to change it back again last night. Which is it?
The position very clearly is, and it's reflected in the motion that we tabled before the Assembly on the 19th of December, that we're calling on the First Minister to stand aside in order to facilitate an independent, a time-framed, and this is important, a robust and transparent investigation, which would be overseen by an independent international jurist who would be appointed by the Attorney General. Now, in our view, that is the correct way to proceed, because anything short of that will, in the context of a public inquiry, take ages, it'll take years to take forward. It will cost hugely. And the danger is that with a prolonged, indefinite public inquiry that it will
so
let...
So just before we bring back Naomi in...
Just let me finish my point, please. It will let people off the hook who have answers and information that are absolutely central to getting to the bottom of this scandal.
So investigation, not inquiry. So why yesterday was there a publication from yourself in a public and a statement from Sinn Féin which called for an inquiry?
Yeah, look, I know that there's some sections of the media, and there's maybe even a few juvenile journalists who are trying to frantically try and make some kind of an issue over Sinn Féin's stance on this issue. The position is clear. It is consistent.
No, but it's not clear.
And
that's the issue, Declan.
And
it's not consistent.
Position. It is a sole position in relation to the need for an independent, time-framed, and a robust and independent investigation.
OK, that's December 16th, Conor Murphy told Stephen on this programme that Sinn Féin supported an investigation up to and including a public inquiry. This is from the newsletter and from Sam McBride, who we'll speak to shortly. December 19th, Conor Murphy told Good Morning Ulster that the inquiry must have the powers to compel both witnesses and documents. December 30th, in a statement, Gerry Adams called for a robust and thorough investigation, didn't mention public inquiry. 31st of December, Sinn Féin told the Irish News that it does not support a public inquiry because it would drag on for years at a significant cost. Then on that afternoon of the 31st, Sinn Féin councillor JJ McGee tweeted, "I'm all for a public inquiry." Then on the 2nd of January, this goes on, Sinn Féin chairman yourself, Declan Kearney, called for an independent public inquiry. Then again, the statement was withdrawn from the Sinn Féin press office. Then last night, from your private email, you sent out the same statement saying you called for a public inquiry. You have to understand, Declan, surely you'd agree that that does add to some confusion and inconsistencies from the party.
Well, let me deal with the confusion by repeating for the third time for you, Danny, that the Sinn Féin position is to seek an independent, time-framed, robust and transparent investigation overseen by an international jurist who should be appointed by the Attorney General and who jointly should prepare the terms of reference, the remit and the scope of that investigation to be taken forward. This is not about Sinn Féin. This is not about Sinn Féin and journalists like Sam McBride dancing on the head of a pin over an inquiry or an
inquiry. Surely, Declan, you would agree that it's important to be able to define the difference of an investigation and an inquiry because there are big differences.
Let's set that to the side and get the focus on where it needs to be. The restoration of public confidence in our political institutions and in the political process. And at this particular point in time, there is a serious crisis at the heart of the political process and the political institutions. And there's a much bigger problem at the heart of this tipping point that has been climaxed with the RHI crisis. And it is this. Political institutions cease to have value when they don't reflect equality, mutual respect, parity of esteem, and where they have become detached from the lives of the citizens that they're meant to serve. And that telling observation is entirely tied up with the crisis that has now been precipitated by this RHI crisis and scandal.
The SDLP have accused your party of being in disarray. Patsy McGlone from SDLP is on the line. Good morning, Patsy.
Yes, good morning, Vinny.
And good morning to Declan as well. Just go ahead, your thoughts on what you've heard Declan say so far.
Well, I really don't know what the Sinn Féin position is on this. According to the media this morning, they've changed their public position five times since Saturday. But I want to outline the SDLP position. The SDLP is firmly in favour of a public inquiry with full powers to call witnesses and papers. I think been out and about quite a bit over Christmas, meeting a lot of people from differing political backgrounds. There's one constant theme. They need the truth. And it appears, given the flip-flopping that's going on and the selective leaks from the DUP, and the he said, she said activities of Johnny versus Arlene, we've seen bits and pieces come out. We've also seen very good stuff come out through your own programme and indeed through Sam McBride there and John Manley, particularly investigating what has been going on. I found out stuff that I was certainly unaware of. So if there's more stuff like that, there's only one way to get it, and that's to call witnesses, to have full powers to call witnesses and papers, and that's the root of a public inquiry. People want the truth. They want to see it in the open. Do it.
Declan?
And this is where I agree with Patsy. People want answers now. They want the truth. But I want them to get the answers and the truth now. I don't want them getting it in 3, 4, 5 years' time
that's
as a result of an indefinite...
That is a nonsense assertion.
Neil, let me finish my point, please. And
well,
then
I was supposed to be brought back in to answer this point, Declan.
That may well be, but I was asked a question. So let's get answers now. Let's get all of the facts on the table. Let's ensure that all of those who have information, whether they're within the business sector, whether they're within the civil service, whether they are special advisors to ministers or ministers themselves, are brought forward and provide all of the information before
okay.
the type of robust investigation that Sinn Féin is demanding needs to take place.
Okay, Naomi, your thoughts.
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, for Declan to say the situation is clear where Sinn Féin stands, it is as clear as mud because he has continued to muddy the waters this morning and continued to change his own position. He was happy to read out a whole section of a statement from yesterday just now by way of a quote, but was unwilling to actually read out the bit where he called for a public inquiry. And this continual flip-flopping by Sinn Féin is also damaging public confidence. However, the important part of this is and public inquiry does not have to take 5 years. It does not have to take that length of time. What we are dealing with here is a very narrow period of time, a very limited number of witnesses, a very limited number of papers. And so the argument that this would take longer as a public inquiry than a full investigation only fuels the notion that this full investigation that Sinn Féin are talking about would be less robust than a public inquiry. So it is an absolute nonsense. If we're going to do the job right, it doesn't matter whether you call it a public inquiry or an investigation. If it's going to be thorough, it's going to have to do exactly the same amount of work. So it's a nonsense to say that one will take longer than the other.
So Declan,
what we need is a robust inquiry that restores public confidence. And I believe the best way to do that is to go down the route of using the Inquiries Act. Now, if someone can show me that there is an alternative where we can compel witnesses, compel papers, and where people give their evidence under oath, because at the moment, I don't think the public have confidence that people are telling the truth when they give their evidence, then I think we will not have bottomed out this inquiry. And if Sinn Féin think that through negotiation with the DUP, they can sweep this under the rug, they need to be clear. There is no rug big enough for this to be swept under.
Declan, you'll want to respond
to
that.
Up to that reality.
Surely. Listen, this is non-negotiable. And in relation to Naomi's point about is it an inquiry or is it an investigation, and it doesn't really matter. It makes my point. That's a media manufactured distraction. The point is this.
Declan, is there a difference between an investigation and an inquiry?
Of course there is.
No, I just would like, Declan, if you, because you're saying that there's no difference, so could you outline...
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Naomi has said,
no,
whatever it takes. Now, my point is simply that that underlines the fact that there's some sections of the media are creating a silly manufactured distraction over this. What is needed is the truth. What is needed are facts. And we're not getting the facts and the truth at the minute because we've had damning revelation after revelation over the course of recent weeks and months. And now what we need is to get to the core of all of this, to get all of the answers. And I want the most effective, efficient and time-framed way of ensuring that that happens because there is no guarantee that the relevant people will show up on the day. We need to ensure that everyone who has information and answers to this matter, and I don't believe that it's a small amount of documents, I don't believe that it's a small amount of people, as Naomi has suggested. I think we have to ensure that this is robust, that it is thorough, it is transparent, and that we get all of the facts on the table. But
and the way to do that is through the Inquiries Act, where a judge can compel people to do that.
Absolutely.
All of this is bigger now than simply the DUP and the issue of the DUP leader's fitness for office. There is a bigger political crisis in this state. There is a bigger political crisis at the heart of the political process. And that is now what needs to be addressed. And we can make a start by doing that, by all parties coming behind the Sinn Féin motion on the 16th of January and calling for the First Minister to step to the side in order for that independent...
Patsy McGlone, will you be supporting that?
I think
just a second, Declan. Patsy, will you be supporting the motion on the 16th?
I think what I have to outline here is I have previous experience of these independent inquiries, and I saw one under Conor Murphy's jurisdiction, whenever he was minister at Northern Ireland Water. I saw an inquiry where it was unduly influenced by the permanent secretary, and indeed your programme was across it. I saw also a situation where there's severe, serious conflicts of interest on the panel itself. So I want to see a situation not where something's conducted behind closed doors by a panel of handpicked people and hidden away from public view. I want to see something which is in public, which is conducted in public, where we hear the truth. And the only way that I see forward to compel witnesses and compel papers to be before that inquiry is under the Inquiries Act, a full public inquiry.
And it's for that reason that Sinn Féin is calling for an independent international jurist to be appointed by the Attorney General and for both of them to sit down and work out terms of reference.
First of all,
Naomi, just a second. Naomi, in terms of what Declan is saying...
First political interference in the process.
Naomi, in terms of what Declan is saying, he's outlined how they would select the people that were undertaking this investigation, but in terms of the timescale and the money... Do you agree with any of the points he's trying to make there?
No, I don't, because first and foremost, the amount of information that will have to be considered, the amount of witnesses that will need to be interviewed, the amount of detailed investigation that will be required will be the same whether you call it an inquiry or an investigation. So his point that it will take longer as an inquiry is a nonsense. Secondly, when it comes to the issue of the Attorney General appointing a judge to do it, it is inappropriate. The Attorney General is a barrister. What we need is for the Lord Chief Justice to appoint a judge to take up the inquiry so that it is fully independent of the executive. And thirdly, I agree with Patsy McGlone. No one has come forward at this point to show any alternative mechanism other than the Inquiries Act, which will allow that judge to compel witnesses, to compel documents, and ensure that people don't make the choice that Declan referred to about whether or not they come in. This is not going to be very clear, this is not going to be a repeat of the scenario where Peter Robinson stepped aside, where an investigation was conducted, where he judged himself on the back of that investigation to be in the clear, walked back into office, and no one had sight of that report. That can't happen this time. The public interest in this is huge, and it won't happen again.
Okay.
And the reason that Sinn Féin are uncomfortable is because they do not want to rock the boat with the DUP, who have taken a hard line on this. They want to be able to use leverage with the DUP in order to get something in return. Well, they can do that if they wish, and they can try to horse trade as they have in the past on this issue, but the public will not wear it. The public want the truth, and the only way we will get there is with a public inquiry.
Okay, once again, we have asked the DUP to come on this morning, but so far nothing back for them. Declan, just before we finish up on this, Naomi's point there about compelling people to take part in this.
It's absolutely essential that every individual's information that's relevant to disclosure in relation to every aspect
must
of the history, the inception and the implementation and the winding down of this scheme are brought forward and participate in the investigation. And the reason the Attorney General is appropriate to make the appointment is because we're not looking for someone from within this state and this jurisdiction to preside over this investigation. We want someone who's from the international
arena. Yes, but the point is, Declan, would the investigation, Declan, would it compel people? Would they have to take part in this?
Yes.
It is essential that all of the information and all of those with witness
of course
material are brought forward to participate
but
in this
would,
investigation.
In the investigation, would they be compelled to do so?
It is essential for the Attorney General and the international jurors
needs
to be brought into place.
Would the power be there, Declan, within an investigation as it would be within an inquiry?
We're diluting.
Let me finish like a good man, please. Please, if I could get one
Declan, to be fair, you're not really answering the question.
If you let me answer the question, then you'll maybe hear what I'm trying to say.
So would they be compelled in an investigation as they would in an inquiry?
It is essential that all of the relevant information is brought into the public domain. It is absolutely imperative that that happens, and it is essential, therefore, in the setting down of the terms of reference in relation to the remit and the scope of this investigation, that the Attorney General and an international jurist are given the responsibility of designing the architecture for that investigation and to ensure that it is done in a time-bound effective way. We don't have a situation where we're waiting forever and ever.
Of course, and I understand the point you're trying to make, Declan, but the question is, it's a yes or no answer. Would they be compelled? As they would an inquiry?
You're not listening to what I'm saying. Compulsion is essential. We need an investigation that gets to the truth and the core of what has happened in relation to this massive misuse of funds and the public outrage that has been created as a result.
Took a long time to get us to that point.
Yes, and no doubt that will be rescinded at some later stage because that has been the pattern. The reality is that the only way you can ensure that witnesses are compelled and documents are compelled is through the Inquiries Act. And that
well,
is
then why are you
so
talking about inquiries or investigations
ahead.
Yourself, Naomi, and saying
well,
that
not.
It doesn't really matter
well,
what
I'm
you
not. I'm not. What I'm saying is it won't make any difference to how long it takes, Declan. So please don't twist my words because, unlike you, mine have been...
Well, don't try and distract away from what I am trying to say.
Well, I'm not distracting. I'm not distracting.
He's lesson on board himself because he's a bit of a...
I'm not distracting, Declan. You seem to be... I am not distracting, Declan. I am being consistent and I am saying that the only means I can see to be able to compel witnesses, to be able to compel the information, and it is very clear from what we have seen over the Christmas period, that neither Sinn Féin nor the DUP are up to it, which is why I have written to James Brokenshire as Secretary of State, and I have written to David Gout as Chief Secretary to the Treasury, and I have asked both of them to consider initiating a public inquiry into this issue, because if the executive doesn't have the guts to do what is required, doesn't have the necessary agreement to do what is required, then someone has to do it, because it needs to be investigated, and the public will accept nothing
less.
You'll
be a long time waiting the British government to stand up to the plate and show the guts that's necessary to get to the core of this.
We haven't seen it from
and the wider malaise
in the
political process.
Okay, Declan, final point, just a final question to you. How far are you and your party prepared to push this? You know, will Stormont as we know it fall? You know, how likely are fresh elections?
We're putting our motion to the Assembly on the 16th of January. I would ask that Naomi's party, Patsy's party, and the UUP and the other parties who are in the Assembly would support that motion.
We've already made it clear that that will not be happening unless the motion is amended, Declan. We met with your whips before Christmas and explained
and
that in detail.
We will bring that motion forward. We will seek to have it passed, but all of the options are on the table.
Here
this situation is unsustainable. We are not prepared to see the political institutions continue to be degraded by this type of playing fast and loose with principles and politics and the process itself by the DUP.
You're ready for an election if needs be, Declan?
If necessary, yes.
Okay. Declan Kearney from Sinn Féin, thank you. Naomi Long from Alliance, thank you very much. And Patsy McGlone from the SDLP. We will take your calls on this. 03030 80 55 55.
Now, the news from the BBC. The Stephen Nolan Show.
Sinn Féin's national chairperson Declan Kearney has accused the First Minister Arlene Foster and her party of unvarnished arrogance over the growing political crisis. He says the DUP is dragging the political process towards an unprecedented tipping point over the renewable heat incentive scheme. A planning restriction that limits the number of departure seats sold by George Best Belfast City Airport is set to be lifted. The decision, which was taken by the Infrastructure Minister, has been revealed in a letter seen by residents groups. And police say an incident in which a man was shot by officers near the M62 in Huddersfield was not related to terrorism. Five people were arrested as part of a pre-planned operation by West Yorkshire Police. Well, that's all for me for now, Vinny. I'll have more at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Jenny, and Happy New Year to you as well. Sam McBride from the newsletter. Good morning.
Good morning, Vinny.
You were name-checked quite a few times there by Declan Kearney. And he said you were dancing on the head of a pin, and I think he was referring to you, could have been me, as a juvenile journalist.
I suppose I could take that as a some sort of compliment in terms of my age.
I don't
think that was the intention. I was just waiting for him to say that I was some sort of threat to the peace process or something. I mean, I think the truth is here that there has been incredible flip-flops by Sinn Féin. That it's not the media who have caused them to change their position on this. We're simply reporting what's taking place. It is very difficult to understand what is going on here. And in particular, something which Declan Kearney did not address there was this email which he sent out last night, which again repeated his call for a public inquiry. Now, it would seem now that that was done in error, but I mean, I think that some Sinn Féin supporters will be pretty alarmed that the chairman of the party is someone who doesn't seem to be terribly across the detail of this, who doesn't seem, in terms of saying that it's dancing on the head of a pin, to point out the difference between a public inquiry and some sort of behind closed doors process.
Yes, and you heard Declan.
He doesn't seem to see the difference between that.
You heard Declan there talking about the importance of the difference between the investigation and the inquiry, yet whenever he's sending out emails and statements from his own personal email account, writing for their Unpublicked and Sinn Féin statements, that they seem to be confused.
They are, and I think, I mean, it's all the more extraordinary because Sinn Féin has a very significant history of calling for public inquiries for all sorts of things, not from south of the border. I mean, it's just a few months ago where they were very publicly saying that there should be a public inquiry into the siting of a gold mine in County Tyrone. So, I mean, it's very difficult to justify that when something which is certainly the biggest financial scandal in the history of devolution, possibly in the history of the state, if you listen to some people, is something that doesn't merit that sort of rigorous investigation. I mean, it is interesting that at the very end there, and he was clearly very reluctant to say this, but at the very end that he did say that this inquiry would have to have the power to compel witnesses and presumably documents. I mean, that is absolutely fundamental to this, because if there are people, as we have heard through the audit office and has been alleged in considerable detail, who are wildly abusing this scheme, it's very unlikely that they are going to voluntarily step forward into any sort of process if they can't be compelled. You really have to wonder what the point of it is and whether we would get to the truth of it by that route.
I want to bring in Malachy O'Doherty as well at this point. Malachy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Vinny. Good morning, Sam.
Just in terms of what you've heard from Sam and Declan Kearney this morning, your thoughts?
Well, I think I'm feeling Declan's pain. I mean, I've never seen him in such a confused situation before. He obviously presents himself as somebody who wants to be very mannered and controlled